Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
I do love the sound of the bell every week.
You gotta respect it. You just have to respect it.
Gotta respect the bell. It's just a beautiful thing every Wednesday. As Emma told you, it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling or if the story is pending or something like that. I don't know.
Sometimes
he uses pending. The NCAA brackets were released on Sunday, and the Oregon Ducks made some history, becoming the first number one seed in the program's history. Despite winning the Pac-12 regular season, winning the Pac-12 tournament after destroying Utah by over 30, finishing the season with the highest AP ranking ever, number two in the final RPI rankings of the season, 5-1 record versus RPI top 25 teams. Many experts in the college basketball community are picking Oregon as the favorite out of the highly ranked teams to lose early. Now, Oregon is in a region with Duke, Texas, Oklahoma, VCU, and Baylor, so there are definitely a few landmines on the field for them, but this is widely regarded as the best team Oregon has ever put out there, and they are a one seed after all. Kansas has a pretty easy road to the Final Four. Who the heck knows about Virginia at this point? North Carolina's bracket also seems kind of simple, but they've been inconsistent as well. So what say you, Steve? Are you the Flavor Flav of this, saying don't believe the hype? The prospectus: Oregon will be the first one seed to lose.
Well, I've been saying for months this is the best Oregon team I've ever seen. And all that remains to be seen is, are they the most successful, accomplished Oregon's team? So you're forcing my hand. I am not flavor-flaving. I am Kool-Aiding and drinking the Kool-Aid and saying Oregon is going to win the West and end up in the Final Four in Houston. So that would be a sell.
Don't believe the hype. Don't. All right. That's my favorite flavor impersonation for the day and the rest of my life, probably. This has been one of the most wide open college basketball seasons in memory. The top four seeds in the tournament have a combined 23 losses this year. Number one team in the country, Kansas, has 4 losses. Virginia is a one seed. They have 7, which is one more than Yale, 2 more than Hawaii, who are also in the tournament. I know this because the bracket told me so. But you've been talking about it for the entire second half of the season. This year, the parity in college basketball's top 25 is unprecedented. Like, literally, this has never happened before. The difference between the one seeds and the twos is basically nothing. So that would lead many to believe this tournament will be ripe for upsets. But just how ripe? The prospectus: this year, there will be no one seeds that reach the Final Four. Guess you kind of already answered that one.
And I guess I could tip my hand. I'm also eating a bunch of chalk in the Kansas region because I got the Jayhawks surviving and moving on. So if you may have determined already, that's another sell.
All right. News from soccer today: as FIFA admitted what everyone on the earth already knew, that they indeed accepted bribes in favor of giving countries World Cups and other events throughout its entire existence, basically. But they not only admitted what everyone else knew, they called out the United States in particular, who from the very beginning, Sepp Blatter believed was behind the FBI's investigation and their arrest at the hands of the Swiss when the story broke to the world, essentially. Their claim in a legal document they filed today says that they want back the tens of millions of dollars the Fed seized in their investigation that they claim are tied to the illegal bribes. Their claim for the money is that despite it being obtained illegally, its purpose was to develop and promote the game globally, which should outweigh the illegalities. The prospectus: the Fed should give back the money to FIFA.
Oh my God. We may have just reset the bar for arrogant, entitled, wealthy people. And that is even including Mr. Orange himself. They're not getting a dime of that. That's a sell.
I'm president of everything. Give me all the money.
Well, Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Barry Bonds back in the news today. Basically your friendly neighborhood beer league softball player at this point. Can't play anymore because he's got a bum hip, but rolls out against the young kids and rakes in home run derbies in with his softball league. If you don't know by now, Bonds is the hitting coach for the Marlins. Marlins have a couple of pretty good young hitters, namely Giancarlo Stanton and his 181 home runs and just 2,567 at-bats. He's okay. Well, the Marlins apparently had a home run derby during spring training the other day, and Bonds apparently destroyed everyone on the field, including Stanton. Obviously, BP is a different beast than game situations, but Bonds didn't really leave the game because his play declined. He left because no one would sign him. Bonds is the all-time leader in home runs, retired 2007, is currently 51 years old. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Barry Bonds could be a productive hitter today.
How old is he?
51.
And he
just beat Stanton in a home run derby.
Yeah, but, you know, he had Uncle Phil throwing him fatties from 42 feet away.
I mean,
he could be
a DH, right?
He cannot. First of all, he'd fail a test, even if he's playing home run derby with the chunksters from the softball league. I'm going to keep it a full scale, all out assault and sell that one as well.
I just love the idea that he's still taking PEDs in his softball league. That's fantastic. And it's not, a whole case of Coors Light at once.
Right.
Johnny Football was out in Hollywood clubbing with some breezies the other day when TMZ caught up with him. He shouted out his mom, Texas A&M fans, TMZ themselves, and they asked him if he thought he was going to play football next year. His answer, of course. Well, I can't confirm if he was drunk when he gave the answer, but the answer itself would probably lead a lot of people to think he was. He currently doesn't have a home, but his talent is certainly there, and many teams don't currently have quarterbacks they're particularly excited about, so there's a possibility that if he cleans up his life, he could get picked up mid-season or so. I mean, he's a first-round talent after all, but the prospectus, after everything he's gone through, and by the way, I feel like a weird sense of deja vu asking this, but JFF will be in the NFL at some point next season.
Well, actually, right now, it's an easy answer. There's no chance. He has to prove himself. He's got to do some soul searching. He has to show a team that he's even worth a risk to bring into camp because they might want to look elsewhere if they're having issues at quarterback. So based on the fact that he has shown no ability to accept responsibility or a willingness to change, I'm going to sell that one, too.
You're just holding on to all your cards and money today. Patriots made a couple of really big moves yesterday. First, trading away Chandler Jones, top pass rusher in the last 3 years, in exchange for Jonathan Cooper, who was the seventh overall pick in 2013. Then they replaced Jones in the lineup with Chris Long, who was released by the Rams for cap reasons. Now, anytime you get rid of arguably your best defensive player, it's a big deal, especially because he's only 26 years old. But guess who else is only 26 years old? Cooper. Chris Long just turned 30, and it shows. He only had 3 sacks last season and is probably a couple years away from retirement. But Belichick has worked miracles before. The prospectus, the Patriots came out of yesterday a better team.
Well, I look at this. Chris Long was a one-year deal. He wanted to bolster his line, which had so many problems last year. I think after 2 years, Cooper showed he could start. He's versatile. He could play both guard positions. And until proven otherwise, I hate to break my streak, but Belichick usually ends up on top as much as it nauseates me. So to break the streak, I'm going to actually buy that one.